Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Frank Calvo, who is, in one sense, coming in on horseback to bring to Montauk something that it had but lost. He's a pharmacist, and for many years, he was the town pharmacist in White's Drugstore, which closed last fall. And I'm here to talk to you because you've arranged to make a new pharmacy in Montauk, and tell us about it. Where is it going to be located?
Yes, the new store is called Montauk Chemists. It's 725A Montauk Highway, which is right next to John's Pancake House, right in the middle of the village.
Was it hard to get this arranged? I guess it's been about 8 months that the town has been without a pharmacy.
Roughly, yes. And it's been a very long haul. Building out a pharmacy is not as easy as building out a t-shirt shop, if you may. You know, you're dealing with a lot of red tape, both with the state and the federal government. Sadly, we're still blaming things on COVID, where so many things are still on a delay. And these are fixtures, these are computer parts and things like this. But I'm happy to say that things are finally coming all together.
And
I'm anticipating opening, I'm hoping, the week of Easter, the 21st of April. Right now I'm waiting for the one last inspection, and that's from the State Board of Pharmacy.
Do you have a sign out front?
Yes, there is a sign out front. The windows are still papered up, but the sign is out front. There's a little sign in the window saying coming soon. And like I say, I'm hoping to be there April 21st.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure it'll put a big smile on the faces of everybody in Montauk not to have to go 16 miles and spend an hour trying to get a pills filled at a pharmacy in East Hampton.
And definitely
also, so. You're one of the most popular men in town. How long were you the pharmacist at White's?
I was at White's for a little over 15 years.
Got to know everybody.
Yeah, I've watched the children grow, which is really a spectacular thing. Watching a community grow is one of the most valuable things that you could have, you know, and knowing your customers and knowing your patients, that's really the key of a good pharmacy. I'm developing what I'm calling as a healthcare hub. So it's not just pharmacy and getting your pills and leaving. I'm also offering vaccinations, which is something that Montauk has never had before.
Oh, that's just wonderful. For a while, it looked like you were going to buy White's Drugstore, but I guess that fell through.
Sadly, that did. My boss at the time, she did not own the building. Everybody thought that my boss owned the building. And when my boss didn't renew her lease, the new owner was not really working with me to obtain a lease with him. So sadly, we vacated that building on October 31st.
And that's remained undeveloped so until now at this time.
Sadly, yes. That big building is right on the circle, sitting empty with no signage on it, just a for rent sign at this point.
Well, I'm sure something will come in there. Probably a vape shop or something. I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, we already have one of those. So I don't know what went in there. They've been trying to. I know that people have entertained different things, but it's only zoned for retail and it's a dry space. So you can't put a restaurant there. And there are different zoning rules that are pertaining to it right now. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with it. It's a huge store.
How many square feet is your store going to be?
My store is roughly a little about 2,700 square foot.
Good
size. And what's nice is that I have dual entrances. I have a front entrance right on Montauk Highway, and then there's a back entrance also where the parking lot is, right by the police substation.
Have you made plans yet? Let me ask you another question entirely. How did you first come to Montauk?
Well, actually, Darren, my boss, who was at White's Drug, she called me, and I was working for the Rite Aid at the time in the Bridgehampton Commons. And she says, I have a position for you. And this was actually right after Hurricane Sandy, if I remember. And that's when I had come over to White's.
But so you had been out on the East End. Did you grow up out here?
No, I didn't grow up out here. I spent a lot of time out here. I'm from Queens. I've been coming out this way for the past, say, 30 years of my life. I've been living here and practicing pharmacy for the better part of 22 years right now.
Do you surf?
I'm not a surfer.
Fish?
More of a fisherman, yeah.
Well, it's a real wonderful story that this is going to happen. Have you begun to plan the day and what's going to take place on that day? Are you going to have a party there?
Well, yeah, there will be an event. We're going to do a soft opening first, which is going to just be a now open, so we can start getting people into the store. And I'm figuring right before Memorial Day, we'll have a grand opening presentation. There'll be a ribbon cutting. I will have the town people there, people from the SBA, the bank, as well as a bunch of town folks themselves there, and pretty much a celebration that a pharmacy is back in town.
Sure is. I think you were, because I've spoken to you before about all this, you just had this something in your head you wanted to do for a long time. And it's so good to see something that's been on somebody's mind get success and become
well, part. Well, yeah. I mean, the Montauk folk mean a lot to me. You know, I mean, without a pharmacy being there, I mean, and a very sporadic doctor's office as well, you know, it makes it very difficult for healthcare and people who have questions to have anything or have any questions or have any answers to anything. Me being there as a healthcare provider can help guide patients in regards to, well, if it's a simple fix like poison ivy, hopefully I could fix it with over-the-counter meds. And then if not, then I would forward them over to their doctor. But I mean, having a pharmacy come in and take care of the people and see what they need. And now with the ability of giving vaccinations, you know, that could help them as well. We're also going to have a nutritionist in the store, and a homeopath and a nurse practitioner. So, I mean, all of this will definitely help the healthcare out in the greater Montauk, Amagansett area itself.
It sure will. Did you always want to be a pharmacist when you were growing up?
Actually, no. I was more interested in computers, but then I found them not too challenging, and I wanted something different. So I went into healthcare, and I decided to go into pharmacy. And yeah, it kind of paved my way. I went right through pharmacy school, graduated St. John's, and right away I went into working for the Upjohn Company as a quote-unquote detail person. And that was at the beginning of the HIV pandemic. And then I got totally engrossed with HIV care management and left that. I went to a different company called StatScript. And there I focused into chronic illnesses, which was HIV transplant therapy itself. And then I moved on to just opening up my own retail store from that point.
Are you going to be selling things in the store besides serving as a medical center?
Oh, yes. I mean, the store, I mean, we're going to be a full service pharmacy offering delivery as well. But then we're also going to have a nice component of the store catered towards surgical supplies, wheelchairs, commodes, things like that. We'll have breast pumps, we'll have. And the whole front end of the store is going to be towards well health and well being, with very nice, fine bath and body products, men's grooming products. It'll be a very nice put categories all up in the front. Children's section with games and toys. I'm trying to bring a lot of things that White's Drug and Department Store had because there was a need for everything. Even in regards to underwear and undershirts. A lot of our fishermen out in Montauk, they don't have cars, you know, and White's provided underwear and undershirts, thermals and things like this. And this I will have as well. I'm lucky enough where I have a full basement in the store. So even though I don't have a big rack outside, I'll have a couple of pieces out there so patrons could see that I do have this stuff. And we could just go right down in the basement and bring it on up. Also, the renting of wheelchairs, beach wheelchairs and things like that for our customers or consumers that are coming out for the summer holidays, we have that to rent as well.
And the sort of icing on the cake is that Southampton Hospital is opening a whole big center in East Hampton.
Which is quite wonderful. We're all very excited about that. So patients don't have to go all the way to Southampton. If they have to go to the emergency room, they could just go right over here in East Hampton, which will definitely save a lot of time. And I'm sure it will save a lot of lives as well.
I think so, too. And I'm glad you're doing this. And thank you for being on the podcast to tell us about it.
Oh, I appreciate your time, Dan. That's great.
See you at the opening.
All righty, bub. Thank you.